When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One thing I'm loving to do at the moment is getting ready for the podcast. Oh, I've never felt so fierce. I have my blotting powder on site. Yeah, of course I do. A little bit of Maybelline Fix Me powder under the eyes, on the T-zone. Yeah, you're not going to catch me looking shiny on the podcast. I actually did a test run of the podcast before I started the season. I was so shiny when I was looking back in editing. Oh, I said, get the blotting powder immediately. Today, I've also put my hair up in a bun. For the first time in this season of Self-Interrupted, my hair is not a bob, it's a bun. Of course, you can look if you want to over on YouTube because I do post 4 video episodes over on YouTube. It's the first link in every episode. So go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and like, go ahead and engage, please. It would mean a lot to me. But yes, welcome back to Self-Interrupted with Kit Costello. The rumors are true. I am Kit Costello. Today we are talking about the reason why you personally will get your rights stripped away in the KCCU if you do certain things. I did an episode like this in season 2 and it went down a treat and I absolutely loved it. And I have some more reasons as to why your rights will be stripped away in the KCCU. And I want to emphasize that this is in the Kit Costello cinematic universe, that is. These are not your human rights being stripped away. Okay, just want to let you know because I don't want people to cancel me. Before we get onto the reason why rights will be stripped away, let's get into, that is crazy. That is a crazy set. Before we get into your rights being stripped away, you guys, let's get into the catch up of the week. Yeah, and let's get into the catch up of the week because I have some things to catch you guys up on. Okay, so first of all, hey guys, we're back. I was recording for 30 minutes and then a lawnmower was going on and I was like, I can deal with this. And then it was windy. You guys, it's been so windy in the UK recently. The single glazed windows going crazy, like banging in the wind. And I said, I can't have the kittenators listening to this nonsense. So I had to stop for a second and now I'm re-recording. Okay, so let's start off with yesterday. I had 2 dishes of pasta and I need to talk about them because it was a spiritual experience for me. Yes. On my reels on Instagram, I have been seeing these 40-year-old middle-aged women in the Cotswolds making vegetarian lentil bolognese. And I have never craved it so much than yesterday. And I said to myself, Kit, you need to get up, go to Sainsbury's and get the ingredients. So I went, I got the ingredients for this lentil bolognese and I made it. And let me tell you, I've never felt so fierce. There I was with a massive bowl. Yes, massive bowl with red wine in it. Nope, wait. The red wine was in the... No, wait. Everyone, stop screaming. I didn't have red wine in a bowl for dinner. No. There was red wine in the lentil bolognese. Mm-hmm. There was red wine. There was lentils. There was mushrooms. There was carrots, onion, a little bit of tofu. No, there wasn't tofu. Actually, because... Oh, I need to talk about this. There has been a temporary meat ban. Nope. Vegan meat ban in the KCCU. Mm-hmm. I do apologize to any of my fake meat eaters, but just for now, there has been a temporary ban. Next week, it may be lifted. Next week, it may not be. But just for now, there's been a temporary ban, and I'll tell you for why. I went to Tesco Express the other day, yes, and I was walking along the aisle, and something caught my eye. A plant-based vegan chicken Kiev. And I say to myself, oh, yeah, put that in the shopping cart and let's go home and make it. So yes, I did. In the oven it went, in my mouth it went. And on the final bite of said vegan chicken Kiev, I was chewing it for so long, I said, this is not breaking down in my mouth. Why is that? It felt as though I just stuffed A4 paper into my mouth and I was just chewing and chewing and chewing. And ever since then, it's just like, give me a little bit of the ick of vegan meats and I've had to kind of push it aside for now. So due to me having a bad experience, everyone else is going to have a bad experience and vegan meats have been lifted from the shelves in the supermarkets in the KCCU. However, back to my lentil bolognese. It was incredible, fascinating, show-stopping, never been done before. And then the second pasta dish that I had is something that I love to do. I love coming up with random recipes from my kitchen cupboards. I had some vegan cheese left over. I had some broccoli. I had a little bit of tofu that I had to use up. And I had a dream. And I made that vegan carbonara-esque pasta sauce. It was like 8 o'clock at night. And I said, make the pasta, go to bed, watch Girls. I am watching Girls, the HBO original TV show. It's about, I would say, four girls in New York who are, I would say, probably the most jarring characters in TV history. They are so... Okay, the thing is they're written as humans, which I think is why they are so flawed. Because, you know, humans naturally are incredibly flawed. These characters are so jarring. I have to pause the TV show and I have to get up and I have to discuss with them as if they are in the room, as to why everyone is hating on them in their real life. The main character, Hannah, she's like, why does everyone hate me? And I'm like, Diva, you could have practically just killed the whole family of this person that hates you, and you'd still be asking that question. So I feel like that question is quite frankly redundant right now. Sorry. Ooh, I get mad. Moving on, let's move away from this. Running. Mm-hmm. You guys know that I've recently quit the gym. Shock, horror, gasp. I didn't want to, but there's a cost of living crisis and I can't afford £53 a month, quite frankly. So the gym has been quit, but I have until the 18th to use up my current membership. So I said to myself, okay, Kit, listen, let's just go to the gym. Let's see what she has saying for her until we have to stop going. So I've been going to the gym and I was running. You guys, you know I love to run. I was running to Conan Gray's new album, Found Heaven, which, by the way, is severely underrated. And a lot of people are seemingly hating on it because it has like a unique 80s sound. I love it. I think it's so fun. And I was running. I stopped running. I realized that I have injured my knee. I cannot stop injuring myself at the gym and it's starting to piss me off. Girl, please. I hit 22 and I'm falling apart. So I had to stop going to the gym now. I mean, I'm trying my best to rebuild the strength in my knee so that I can use it just one last time before my gym membership ends. I've been told that I should invest in a treadmill, but I'm also like, a good treadmill is like £400 to £700. And I don't, no. Baby, you can keep it. I'll just run around the farm. Okay, so yes, running, injured knee, just going through my notes, temporary ban on fake meats. Oh, there's also sound the alarms, please, kittenators. In the KCCU, there is another temporary ban on sugar. Yes, I do apologize. Now, if you are eating sugar, that's totally fine. Just don't do it in my vicinity. Sugar to me is needing a ban just because I have too much of it. And I just need to like live my life without sugar for a second. However, I don't want to go cold turkey because I did that before and I got hit with viral fatigue. You guys know what viral fatigue is? I have talked about it before on the podcast. It's where I had a migraine every single day for about 2 weeks. And the only thing that saved me from said migraine was sugar, which went against the whole point as to why I cut sugar out. Me cutting out sugar, then getting viral fatigue, and the only way to feel better is having 2 liters of Lucozade a day. I feel like I need sugar to run. However, it's just because every morning I wake up and I have like 3 sugars in my coffee and I'm like, that is not necessary. Like, maybe let's just cut it down to 1 and see what's going on. Right now, I'm waking up. I'm having my Americano in my Nespresso machine with my frothed milk. Oh, I really did hit 22. I'm making coffee at home. Yeah, exactly. And I'm having 1 spoon of sugar and I'm also having ground sweet cinnamon over my frothed milk. Oh, I've never felt so fierce. I haven't. And I'm sipping. I love having coffee now. I remember when I never used to have coffee, but now I feel like I can't live without her. Oh my gosh. I have my Barocca, I have my coffee, and I get on with my day. And that's all you need. It really is. Okay. Oh, also, I need to talk to you guys about applying to agencies. I'm holding myself accountable. By next Friday, the 26th of April, I want to apply to agencies. Not all of them, but just some. Because I feel like I'm currently in a rut where I am talking myself down. I'm saying to myself, Kit, there's no point in applying because everyone's going to reject you. Whoa, where is this negativity coming from? And in my head, I'm like, if I wait a month and then I apply, I might catch another person and they'll accept me. So silly. So next week, I want to hold myself accountable. I want to apply to some agencies. And in 2 episodes time, I want to come back and say that I have applied to agencies. Some. What else have I done this week? Not too much. Nothing else has really been going on in my life. If I'm completely honest, I'm getting about sick and tired of someone asking me, hey, Kit, what's been going on? And I'm like, oh, nothing. I was on the radio this week. Oh. Wow. I don't know why I didn't bring this up sooner. Yeah, I was on the radio. I was on a show, which is part of my management. My management also have like a radio station. And I was a guest. I was introduced as Kit Costello from Self-Interrupted with Kit Costello. Yeah, I have a TV show, basically. I basically run the TV empire because I am Kit Costello. But yes, this week we are talking about the reason why rights are going to be stripped away from people in the KCCU. And I believe it's about time that we get into the subject. Like I said, today we're going to be going through reasons as to why rights will be stripped away from you in the KCCU. However, comma, it's not just going to be my reasons. I have my own personal reasons here. I also have some reasons from Reddit. Yes, I went onto Reddit, the depths and the trenches of Reddit. So we're going to be going through some Reddit users' reasons as to why rights will be stripped away from you in their own personal cinematic universes. And then I also have some reasons from the Kittenators, you guys, as to why rights will be stripped away from people in your own cinematic universes. So let's start off with my own personal reasons. The first one being, you stare at me. If you are staring at me, baby, because you're in my vicinity, I'm going over to you and I'm going to tap you on the shoulder. You guys know that meme where that girl goes up to that person and she says, sweetheart, you're bi. That's what I would do. If you're in my vicinity and I see that you are doing things that are right worthy taking away, I'm tapping you on the shoulder and I'm saying, baby, your rights are being taken away. And this woman the other day, so I was at the cafe with Olivia. Hello, Olivia. We were talking. And this couple, this older couple, come and sit next to us. And this woman was like sitting opposite me, but like next to Olivia. And she was just staring at me the entire time as if her husband was not opposite her. I was like, diva, first of all, rude to your husband. Second of all, rude to me, because I'm trying to focus on what Olivia is saying. But all I can focus on is the fact that this woman is staring at me down. And I would look at her and she'd look at me for like 2 seconds and then look away. Oh, pissed me off. Because there was a point where I was like, do I know this woman? Why is she staring at me so much? I just hate feeling like I'm being stared at because I can see you. People think they're so slick, don't they? They're staring and they don't think that I have peripheral vision. Like, I can see your face in my peripheral staring directly at me. And I don't like that. When I'm on the tube and there's a man sitting opposite me, and he's staring at me up and down, and then I look at him and then he doesn't turn away and he continues staring. Oh, he thinks I'm going to back down? Miss Diva, I'm staring at your 5'8" ass all day if I have to for you to look away from me. I'm staring. I'm looking up and down. I don't recommend doing that, but I will do it because you're trying to make me uncomfortable with your stare. But baby, it's doing nothing of the sort, quite frankly. If anything, I'm just going up to you, tapping you on the shoulder, and I'm saying your rights are being stripped away from you. However, if you are beautiful, if you're sexy, if you are cute, you can stare all you want. No, like, go ahead and do so. Like, give me something to work with. If you are cute, if I have a crush on you, there is pretty privilege when it comes to the KCCU. If you are cute and you're staring at me, no rights are stripped away because I'll be thinking about that for the rest of the day. But it's nice to know that they've been looking. However, when it's a disgusting, dirty man, I don't want him looking at me. And I will look and I'll be like, what's going on? Why are we looking, Miss Diva? Rights are stripped away. Let's move on to, leaving me on scene. Automatically, it's just like, your rights are being stripped. Left on scene, as in like on Instagram DMs. Being serious, I think it's just like so rude. I know it's not that deep because it is just an Instagram DM, but do not piss me off. I'm looking at you, modeling agency that left me on scene, and you know exactly who you are. You left me on scene twice. Oh my God. I'm also looking at you, a boy that I'm talking to on Instagram, leaving me on scene. What's the point? It's so annoying because either finish the conversation or at least double tap and give me a heart. Like, Christ, I don't think that I'm that awful to speak to. When it comes to me and protocol on Instagram DM, first of all, if I'm in a situation where I know that I cannot answer your Instagram DM, I'm not opening it because I feel bad when I leave someone on scene because I have emotion, because I know what it feels like when I'm left on scene. However, if it's like the end of a conversation and they're saying bye, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, yeah, no, like, bye. Bye, guys. Like, no, I'm either going to double tap it or I'm just going to leave it on scene because the conversation has ended. However, if I'm in a situation where I like accidentally open it, sometimes I'll be like, I'll reply to this in a second. Or if I know in my head, okay, I'm going to reply to this within 20 minutes, that's fine. But if someone's fully just leaving me on scene, I'm pissed off. P-I-S-S-E-D off. And it's also so rude. I've had this multiple times with a singular person. I will be talking to someone. They will ask me how I am. I will respond they don't answer it. They don't leave me on scene, but they don't answer it. And then I post something on my Instagram story and they pop up being like, oh my God, so beautiful. And above is me literally like talking about how my life is in the trenches right now. And they don't reply to it. But the message that they just sent is like, oh my God, just so stunning. God vibes. I'm like, babe, I just talked about my depression. And now you're just like, yeah, leave it on scene. Oh, okay. Okay, that's so great. So yes, if you leave me on scene, your rights are being stripped away. Moving on to couples arguing. No, no, I've had just about enough. Couples arguing, specifically straight couples arguing, because I don't actually have that many queer couples in my life. I'm surrounded by straights and I've never been so deep in the trenches. When straight couples argue, I feel like they think everyone is like paying attention. And I feel as though they also kind of revel in it. They love the fact that they're arguing. I think they've been romanticizing the idea of arguing with their significant other since they were younger. And it's just the bickering that really pisses me off. It's not like, I'm not talking like crazy, like throwing dishes argument. I'm talking about like the little bits of bickering at the dinner table, when everyone's sitting in a group and then there's like this little couple next to you just bickering. Go shut up. Like two chihuahuas going at it. Baby, I will sit in the middle of you so that I don't have to do couples therapy all night. I had enough of that during sixth form. I was friends with a couple in sixth form and they would not stop yapping. Oh my God. Always arguing. Always someone in the wrong. And it just makes it awkward. And then, you know when a couple tries to make you pick a side? Baby, I don't care enough to pick anyone's side, quite frankly. And if I'm being completely honest, I don't want to be here in the first place. And now you're arguing? I hate just in general when someone's like, do you see what I'm saying? And they'll look at you and I'm like, baby, do not involve me in this. It's not my tea. Rights are being stripped away from each of you. I feel as though these people just don't like each other. So why are you in a relationship? Question mark, exclamation point. What are we doing? Would love to know. Rights stripped away. You're not in the KCCU. This is a safe space for kittenators and you're not making it safe right now. You're kind of pissing me off. So your rights are being stripped away and you're also being kicked out. Ooh, they're being kicked out. Yes, they are. Out the exit door, like the Truman Show. You guys know the Truman Show? That final scene when he's walking up, the stairs are blended into the sky. That's what I believe the KCCU is. And when you're kicked out, there's no getting back in. So if you're a straight couple that argues in front of me, baby, one by one, you're getting kicked out. The last of my personal reasons why your rights are being stripped away is a self-identified nutritionist. And you guys know exactly who I'm talking about. Most of the time, it's a straight male. Yep, I said it. Most of the time, it's a straight male saying that I need to have 8 eggs for breakfast. 8 eggs for breakfast? Are you crazy? You need to do eight. You need to eat eight. You need to eat. Wait, I can't even say it. I'm trying to be straight right now. I'm trying to be a straight man right now. And it's just like my body's rejecting it. You have to have straight. Nope. You have to have eight. Wait, I literally can't do it. You have to have eight scrambled eggs for breakfast. And then you have to do 20 push-ups a day. No. The worst thing is when I'm sitting down with my family or I'm just sitting down by myself and someone comes up to me and they point out the nutritional value of my meal. You're not getting enough protein. Baby, I didn't ask. I'm eating bloody ice cream. Why did you even think I was wanting to get protein from the ice cream that I'm eating? What are we doing? And it's always the gym lads that have boiled chicken and rice for dinner every night. Baby, I'm cooking my lentil bolognese and I'm living. You're out here in the trenches with your boiled chicken breast and your plain unwashed rice. Ugh. Those are my personal reasons as to why rights will be stripped away from you in the KCCU. Now let's move on to the Reddit users' reasons as to why rights will be stripped away from you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Someone saying, you're probably too young to remember. This one resonated with me. I was scrolling through all of them, which by the way, this Reddit thread is active. Like the last suggestion was like 20 minutes ago. The divas have reasons as to why rights will be stripped away from you. The quote you're probably too young to remember. It's so stupid because why do you think that the internet doesn't exist? Oh, you know Dolly Parton? Oh, you're probably too young to remember. What the hell are we doing? It's so condescending. Yuck vibes. And it's always as well like, you know this king from like 1800s? Oh, you're probably too young to remember. Baby, you weren't there. Why are you acting as if you were live and kicking like the king's jester back in the 1800s? Up next is... This one's so serious to me. Silly faces for pictures. Do never ask me to do silly face for pictures, you guys. Not like my friends, but when it's, first of all, someone I don't know or on a shoot, when they're trying to get like BTS of like a commercial shoot specifically. Okay, guys, we're going to do a TikTok. The worst words to be uttered out of someone's mouth. Let's do a brand TikTok, you guys, and also silly faces for the picture. No, I did not get hired as a model to look a fool, quite frankly. And also, I put in brackets here, makeup artist photos. Yes, I am a diva when it comes to a makeup artist taking photos of me after they do their work. I have brought this up to multiple makeup artists recently because I had to put my foot on the brake. I had to say, listen, baby, you need to understand, you need to know. I do not want an up close and personal photo of my face just so that you can show off your makeup skills. Now, I understand. I will take as many photos as you want, but we are not doing 2 centimeters away from me, angle upward on my face just so you can get that perfect photo, because it's not perfect. And that photo is going to be posted onto Instagram and you're going to ask me to repost it and I'm going to say absolutely not. That is when I will leave someone on scene. Hey, can you repost this photo of mine? No, because I look a fool. What are we doing? I'm happy to take the photo of myself, selfie, or you step back and you take the photo front angle onwards. Because what a makeup artist loves to do, I'm generalizing here, not all makeup artists do this, but like some, is first of all, it's at fashion week, so they're rushed. They don't have time to get the best angle and the best lighting, which is totally fine. I'm not being like too much of a diva about it, but it's when they literally ask you to look into the camera. They are centimeters away from your face and they're like, look into the camera, because I'm avoiding all eye contact anyway. But when you ask me to look into the lens of a camera directly, they're like, okay, it's on video now. And they'll scan your face all the way around as if they're taking like a 3D print of your face. And as they're coming around, they'll be like, okay, now look into the camera. And you feel obliged and you're just like, and there's this like awkward second where the camera is going around your face and you're looking into the camera and you're just like, oh my God. No, I don't like that. I don't like someone saying, look silly for the photo. No. And I also don't like makeup artists taking bad photos of me, which I think is a pretty fair statement to say. Up next is when people ask why I'm not going to something. Oh, this is so serious for me. I saw this suggestion and I was like, yes, write it down right now. Because why should I have to say? I have talked about this before on the season. If I don't want to go to something, I don't want to go to something, and I don't think I should give a reason. Especially like family events. I don't want to be there because I don't want to have to like disagree with all of your political views. I don't want to be there because I don't want to be there. But then people are like, oh, you just have to say you have a headache. That's like the number one excuse. Oh yeah, I have a headache, I don't feel well. Maybe I feel perfectly fine, I just don't want to be with you. Maybe that makes me a bad person. When it comes to friends and stuff, a lot of the time if I don't want to go to something, I will just say, and they'll say to me as well, and I love that. I think it's so fierce when someone says, actually I don't want to do that day because I'm busy, and like it's just like another thing on top of it and I just don't want to be there. Love. I really respect that. But when someone's like, you know, I feel really ill, and I am that person, and I've been that person, especially when I don't know someone that well, like talking about like friends of friends, when like a friend of friend invites me to something, I always feel so bad. I feel so guilty if I don't go. So I'll be like, oh my gosh, I feel really ill. And I've had times in the past where someone's been like, oh my gosh, no, like we'll reschedule it. And they've rescheduled plans, not because I've necessarily felt ill, but just because they were rescheduling anyway. And they give me the new dates. And I'm like, I didn't want to go in the first place. And now I've said that I'm ill. There's no other excuse as to why I can't go. And now I feel like a terrible person. So then I have to come up with some other excuse. But recently I have said to some people, I've just been like, hey, sorry, I couldn't make it tonight. Love. I think it's out of respect to just say, I can't make it. And that's the reason. Oh, the next one, the next and final reason as to why Reddit users believe that rights will be stripped away in their cinematic universes resonates with me on a spiritual level. Someone who doesn't message first on a dating app. Now, I understand this is very contradictory because I could message first. However, I always and forever am the person messaging first. Why is that? If you have liked me And I have liked you specifically on Bumble, because on Bumble, they have this thing where if no one replies or talks in 24 hours, the like vanishes. The match is gone. So if I'm not talking to you out of spite because you're not talking to me and you're doing the same, the match is gone. But we liked each other. There was potential here. Why don't we? Oh my gosh. And there's a certain guy, because you guys know that I'm on and off of Bumble all the time. I haven't been on Bumble for a while, but I am tempted to go back on. There's this guy on Bumble who I always match with. And previously, about 2 or 3 times, we haven't spoke because I haven't spoke to him. Or I have messaged him and he hasn't messaged me back. Therefore, the 24 hours runs out and we unmatch. And I'm thinking to myself, what's the point? What's the point in liking me if you then just don't reply to me and we unmatch? Because also, if I match with someone, because I get it. Sometimes I'm in a need of desperation and I'm just swiping on people just to get the validation that I'm getting a match. I'm sorry that makes me a bad person, but sometimes I do it, okay? If I then match with that person and I'm like, oh, okay, they're not actually my type, I will unmatch with them. Whether that's brutal or not, I don't know. But I think it's less brutal than making them wait 24 hours for your reply only to then be unmatched by them. Ugh. So to that guy, I think his name is Tom on Bumble. He's a rugby player. Tom on Bumble, rugby player boy. You are messing me around. I remember I actually sent him a message once because he's really hot. This guy's really hot. And most of the time, the people are very hot that don't reply to you. And it kind of pisses me off because I'm like, oh, you think you're so fierce? And I always fall into the trap because I always message them first. Anyway, so after matching with this guy before and our time running out, I message him for the third time of us matching. And I say, are you actually going to say anything or are you just going to sit there? And he's like, oh, haha, have we matched before? And then I was like, oh yeah, no, we have, but I don't think we spoke though. And he just leaves me on scene and doesn't reply to me. And I was like, right, okay. And it does feel personal because I am always overthinking the first message that I'm going to send to someone. I never know what to say because I never feel enticed to reply to someone that says, hi, how are you? But that's the only thing I send to people because it's all I know what to say. I don't do pickup lines. Ugh. Up next are a few of your guys's, the Kittenators, reasons as to why people will be stripped of their rights in your own cinematic universe. Starting off with Ellie, who says, you hate on someone for liking pop music. Yes, exactly. No, I always knew that Ellie was my sister because true. This applies to the KCCU. Why do people think that hating on pop music makes them incredibly highbrow? You guys know how hard it is to make a pop song? Oh my gosh. Pop music also is fun. Like, let the girls have fun once in a while. I don't think that that makes me a villain. Yes, I listen to Hannah Montana on the daily basis because she's in my playlist. Just because you listen to orchestral music every day does not make you fierce, does not make you cool. However, it doesn't make you uncool. Neither does me liking pop music. I love pop music. I think people think that it's really immature to like pop music. They want you to like really obscure. If you do like pop music, it needs to be from the early 80s and it needs to be really like underground and cool. No, I like mainstream pop music. I love the divas. I love the pop girls. I love the Lady Gagas, the Sabrina Carpenters, the Ariana Grandes, the Olivia Rodrigos. I love the girls. Of course I do. I'm streaming, I'm buying, I'm purchasing. Because that's how I grew up. I grew up with pop music. Diva, I watched the tweenies. You thought I was going to grow up and not like pop music? I grew up with them. I grew up with Hannah Montana. Because how am I going to grow up with Miley Cyrus and not like pop music? I feel like it's kind of sacrilegious to not, you know? Moving on to Mazzy Star, who says, you don't deserve rights if you refuse to watch chick flicks because it's demasculating. Oh, that's so true. If you're watching a rom-com and you are like complaining the whole time, or like Mazzy says, it's like demasculating and you think it's too girly, grow up, have a bit of fun. It's so synonymous with people hating on pop music. I think it's just like people hating on femininity, if we're gonna be completely honest, because those things are somewhat targeted towards femininity. And I just think it's so tired. Sometimes those chick flicks are things that the girls want and the things that the girls need. And sometimes those men need to pay attention to those films to know how to treat us. Yes, of course they do. So if you're watching more of those films and not complaining that they were demasculating, maybe you'd know how to treat a woman. Yeah. Moving on to the final reason as to why people don't deserve rights in your personal cinematic universes. Emma said, people that wear glasses when you don't need them. So I have to confess something. I was one of these people. Back when I was around the age of 11, I was in Claire's accessory store and I was buying the non-prescription glasses and I was having a field day. It was rare. I was there. I remember it all too well, coded. I was in Claire's buying multiple pairs of glasses, putting them on. Oh, I've never felt so fierce. You guys need to understand. However, I must have manifested because I now wear glasses. I now have glasses. I have a prescription. And back when I was 10 years old, I was prancing around Claire's as if I would never have to wear them in my future. And I was like, yeah, this is so fun. This is so fierce. Then I had an eye test and they were like, oh yeah, no girl, you need the glasses actually. And then I was like, oh, I don't actually want to wear glasses anymore. And it didn't become fun. So I understand what Emma is saying, because the girls reap the benefits of looking cool in glasses and looking fierce, but then they can take them off whenever they want. And that is annoying and frustrating. And I do understand. However, I do love fashion and I do love a statement. So in my personal cinematic universe, you will get away with it, but maybe with a little slap on the wrist. I'll be like, okay, diva, just not in front of me, but you go ahead and you take those photos in those glasses because you do look fierce. Those are the reasons as to why rights will be stripped away from you in the KCCU. Please avoid doing any of these things. Otherwise, rights will be stripped away. You will be thrown into the KCCU prison / thrown out of the KCCU overall. And I don't want to do that, but sometimes people push me to the edge and I have to, okay? I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of Self-Interrupted with Kit Costello. Before you go, I do have the recommendation of the week, which is Eat Me Alive by Alessi Rose. Alessi is a friend of mine, a singer, an icon, a red-haired diva. Yes. Eat Me Alive is about having a crush and wanting someone to literally notice you so much that you want them to eat you alive. Yes, I've been there, Alessi. You are not alone, sister. The bridge on this song, great. The screaming in this song, exactly. The production in this song, yes. When I have a crush, this is the first song that I play, along with I Think He Knows by Taylor Swift. They're just on repeat. They're sisters to me. Anyway, that is the recommendation of the week, Eat Me Alive by Alessi Rose. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Self-Interrupted. As always, you can watch episodes of Self-Interrupted over on YouTube. You can rate and review the podcast. Please do. It really means a lot to me. You can follow the podcast at Self-Interrupted Pod on Instagram and on TikTok. You can follow me personally on TikTok and on Instagram at kit.costello. But other than that, I'm sending you so much love. As always, Kit.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.